I'm delayed online.
I see her. Oh my gosh, she's looking good.
So I'm really excited, and you guys are gonna get my live reaction to this. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay. All right. Move, Bobby. I really don't care about you. I know, yay, Black History, whatever. Go away. I don't care. No, I'm sorry.
Bailey. She looks great.
I told people she was going to be at WrestleMania, but no, the Bailey fans want to be.
Woo! Yeah, to Bailey being here. Come on.
Bailey. Love her.
See, I'm watching Bailey Mania. On my laptop, and I got you here on the phone. Able to do the recording and kind of watch the show.
Yes, we got Bailey on the show.
Bailey. See, I told y'all she was going to show up. I told the Bay Area that she was going to be there. Even if it wasn't a match, she was
going to be there. Do you like how the superior three white men gave her a two sweep, but Hogan did?
No, you bitches! I finally get there and then
I don't think this is the last time you're gonna see her. I think you're gonna see more of her as in Ding Dong Hello.
Haley about to steal the damn show tonight. She about to steal the show and she ain't even on the card.
Told y'all she's
going
to be on the
phone.
I knew the more they
killed
her on that
Mania. Just a real quick disclaimer that we are out of sync a little bit. So,
what happened? My stupid recording decided that instead of, I don't know, going along normally, that what it was going to do was freeze. And then when it came back up, it was going to skip the part where Bailey was there. So I didn't see any of it.
Shit. See, they hate you. Okay. Basically, she mocked the end of Titus.
Yeah.
I'm so mad. Somebody get me the recording.
Naomi's
coming out first. Just warning you guys.
She too sweet at X Pop. She too sweet.
I always shine.
Yeah, I know you do. Bring it to the floor.
Tony, she too sweet at X Pop.
Oh my God! Oh, one of them blow too. Okay.
So she's the new member of NWO. Cool.
But she didn't too sweet Hogan.
Because she's exactly. Iconic. That's my bitch right there. Yes. My role model. My role model, bitches.
Naomi and Lana.
And I'm missing the freaking entrance for my Naomi. Oh, this bitch is pissing me off.
Peacock hates you.
Freaking win. Some of it.
Naomi.
Oh, she looks so good.
Naomi, yeah.
Lana looks so good. Too.
Why did you do this to me?
Oh, they have their own time prom already. They have their own time prom already. They're long term. They're a long term thing.
My feelings are hurt. There she is. Oh, yay! Finally!
Oh my God, I love this.
These jacket coat thingies are phenomenal.
Perfect.
Like blackout background thing.
Okay, who are we thinking are winning this?
Lana
match?
Naomi and Lana and Naomi are a bust. Period.
Yeah, we're not giving any.
No.
I was gonna say okay to Tamina. However, comma. The only problem with that is that she's tagging with Natty. Pass.
Okay, I'm about to send you the Bailey thing because they just tweeted it out. So I'm going to send it to you in your DMs. Okay, it's there now.
Okay, that ending was not my favorite, but I did love the overall choreo situation. That was kind of cool. I like that we've got green on Naomi and pink on Lana, since pink is kind of a Lana thing. That was matchy.
Carmella and Billy. I mean, at least they're being simultaneous with the walking, but I guess I'm not moved by the entrance.
Someone called Hulk Hogan Ketchup and Mustard Man.
So this is like elimination, right? Or is this like a gauntlet? Hopefully Lana isn't sitting on the floor crying after this. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so I'm on the match right now. We got Carmella and Lana in the ring. Lana pulling out some new moves. Good stuff. I love Naomi and Lana's entrance. I think I might have been...
last minute shit I've ever seen in my life. She's wearing some of the old, her old gold gear.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
Carmella just basically added a skirt.
She went back.
She regressed. She literally regressed.
She went back to the old gimmick. She lost Carmella. She was barely used after the Sasha feud. She.
Also, since we are on Anchor, I would like to welcome my new special guest on the podcast for the future to come. I got my dog Candy here. Say hi, Candy. Okay, you doing good? Yeah. She doesn't bark. She doesn't bark.
So she's good. The first team. Oh, they're playing back old history with the kicks after Carmella's Smackdown. Does that mean we're gonna do the slide and slap?
Oh, that was a nice double team. Double team face buster. One, two, okay.
Lana right now.
Okay, Shayna and Nia watching backstage. They look good.
No matches are gonna get cut on time, supposedly, so this could go a while. Well, good.
Good. Awesome. What? What?
What?
No! What? No!
They're out?
They're out.
Well, damn.
By Billy Kay. And they only got fucking pinned. Are you fucking kidding me?
They were the favorites, man, and they're gone.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Okay, why is Frog got a good reaction? Oh, Billy came from behind. Roll down. Naomi's shoulders are down. Fuck off.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Fuck off.
Riot Squad next.
I don't know how it's possible you could have a more struggle bus team than Carmella and Billy Kay. Like, that's disturbing how bad it is.
Vince is not seeing heaven.
You're kidding me.
Vince is not seeing heaven. Vince is never going to see heaven ever in his fucking life.
You saying that like he wants to see heaven, to be fair.
I hope he sees the deepest part of hell. He'll be burned for eternity. I hope we get another. No, I don't.
See, this is why I don't need to watch. I'm over this match. I'm done.
This is why there's a rain delay. This is why we got the rain delay. They knew that Naomi was going to get screwed over, so Mother Nature said, fuck you.
They should have, like,
motherfucker.
I don't know if I like Ruby's gear. I don't.
I kind of do.
Oh my god, Ruby just failed.
It's giving her, their whole theme looks like she's giving Joker while Liv is giving Harley Quinn a little bit.
I like it. I like it.
I'm going to make the prediction. Nettie and Tamina are going to win.
Well, I knew that was going to happen. I mean, I kind of expected it. I wanted Naomi, but I kind of expected.
I'm disgusted right now.
Completely.
I hope Riot Squad wins this.
Riot Squad some kind of like
what? What the hell is that?
But I
can't. Oh, well, I think they're out. One. Okay, Billy and Carmella.
Billy should not be forced to do this, be in the ring this long. What the hell is this?
Okay, so it's down to Riot Squad and Shayna and Nia. It's down to Riot Squad and Shayna and Nia. And now, of course, Carmella's going to be in. And here come Shayna and Nia. Wait, Mandy? Oh, yeah, Mandy and Dana. I forgot.
Billy.
The Billy sucks in the ring. She's garbage. Wait, Mandy fell!
Mandy fell what?
She fell during her entrance.
Oh, well, the, oh, Jesus.
Who fell?
They need to wipe, they need to wipe the floors.
Yeah.
Who fell?
Mandy.
Mandy.
Oh. Mandy Rose. Yeah.
Good. Please.
I have, like, no sympathy at all.
See, you see how Billy...
Billy sucks. I'm sorry.
Right?
I love Billy's character, but man. Better.
Naomi and Lana did way better with Carmella and Billy than Riot Squad. Because, like, you can see it's the match is downgraded since Lana and Naomi left. Damn, she's... Oh my God. Okay, now I can successfully tweet. Now, but and Tamina are gonna win.
I want to care for Liz.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, thank Christ.
This match has downgraded.
This match is downgraded significantly since the elimination of Ring on me. Just saying.
Since Naomi and Lana left, it's downgraded hard.
I'm telling you, man. You're winning this. Well, I'll be happy for you. Double team riot kick, riot kick. Thank God for the tag.
A little. We should have got Nana and Naomi versus the Riot
They had
squad.
Billy Kay.
Pin Naomi.
Yeah, no, I mean, you could have had her pin Lana, and it would make more sense. Like, that is an entire, like, Carmella and Billy Kay as a tag team is struggle bus extraordinaire.
Mandy and Dana are out.
Good.
For them. I don't care. I lack full investment.
And the screen went, oh. Are you guys still using Peacock? Because I just said fuck it, and I just went to a live streaming site.
Yeah, I am on the clock. I have been on the clock for over.
Not Natty Tamina. Oh no, 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 no.
Yeah, that.
Oh wait, yeah, Liv reversed. Okay. Mandy.
I think it's time for me to change my shirt. Nail Mania is over.
I'm sorry, man. What the fuck?
Real.
They stay fucking over Natalya. I mean, not Natalya. They stay fucking over Naomi for no good reason.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It went black on her nip. Right.
Oh, that's why it's been going. That's why I kept going black.
A wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, jeez. Wardrobe malfunction on WrestleMania. Yeah.
Damn, man.
You legitimately hate to see it.
This is going to be a WrestleMania for the Bucks.
Especially when the thunderstorm comes eventually.
Get ready for them to win.
Yeah, Riot Squad to win.
Yeah, that ain't to me no winning this, bro.
No,
that's what I'm saying. That ain't to me no definitely winning this. They're one of the tag titles, bro.
Fuck this.
Well, my thing is, I'm happy for Tamina.
Yes.
But the thing is, I was only ever happy for Naomi in that tag team anyway, so it kind of all works out.
Yeah, the thing I hate about it is basically Natalya, a bitch that complained her way into a WrestleMania match and possibly a tag team title run.
But you know what? He just registered. Vince is still pissed at us for forcing him to make the women main event. And this is our comeuppance. He said, "Oh, you want the women to main event? Well, then Naomi gets out first round."
Exactly.
Billy
K. You got covered.
That was nice. Okay, we got some good teamwork going. I really hope. Just give it to the Riot Squad at this point. I'm not even like. I mean, I'll be. Or to me, no. Or just have Shayna and Nia retain. Fuck it. Oh, they're going to do it. They hit it again. Is that it? One, two. Damn it. Okay, Tamina kicked out. And I think that means, Nia and Tamina are winning.
Like, I knew it was coming after that Paul Heyman thing.
Doormats get stepped on, bitch!
But then after the Bella said it this morning, I was like, oh, yeah, they're winning. Okay, oh! That sink was there. That's really good by Riot Squad.
Oh my God, just fucking do it, Natty. Alright. Oh, I was gonna have Tamina do the a slight Tamina chair and she hit it too. Wow, all that stalling. One, two, and Natty Tamina are moving on.
There you go.
That's it.
Natty be stalling like a bitch.
Natty the stalling.
In the I'm only here for Tamina. Fuck that other woman. Tamina.
Oh, Bianca. Oh, okay. Oh, fuck.
What about?
Oh, just they're doing a commercial.
Okay. Makes sense in the way they never, yeah, it's like it makes sense in a way because they never got a tag title shot. Everyone else has. Wyatt Scott has, Naomi and Lana have, Mandy and Dana have, so it makes sense. I don't like it all that much. Compared to most of the teams. Tamina got a mania moment too.
Yeah,
so you know that's great.
Oh, Eric Bugenhagen's the. And there's our truth. 1, 2, 3, and he wins. So someone. And there's.
Something about Tony Khan doing something. Don't know what that's about, but okay.
Sure.
Like, I'm not entirely mad because it's Tamina, and I love that Tamina got a moment, and she got the fall and all that, and she's finally getting her moments. So I'm not entirely mad. I'm trying to look at the positive, but at the same time, like, at the minimum, Naomi and Lana should have not gotten
it. At the minimum, Naomi shouldn't have gotten pinned by Billie Kay.
That too. They should have ran
by a roll-up.
They should have ran the fucking gauntlet and let it come down to, like, let it come down to the final two teams, and then you can have Naomi and Tamina have their moment, okay?
Seth! Seth got a pop!
Selfington!
New theme song!
New thing? How is it good? Is it cooking up a day?
I kind of like it. He has to burn it down. He starts with burn it down.
Okay.
Oh, and you get a second burn it down. You get two burn it down. Oh, the fire for Seth. The Seth entrance. Oh, okay. So this is some speed metal shit. Okay. Yeah, you got some death metal, speed metal shit.
Okay. Oh shit.
Okay, this song kind of hits. Oh, Seth got the pyro. Oh, Seth getting all pyro. He's getting that Charlotte pyro. What in God's name is that graphic? Is that drip?
Yo, wait, hold on. What's that?
This is great. This is great. Yes, they're playing the Seth Rollins thing again. Like that advertisement that like paid for by Seth Rollins and like that thing.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes, I am fully turned around on Seth Rollins. He's incredible.
At least he can make me laugh.
Dude, this is like one of his. Oh, God, ever since 2020, like he's wonderful.
Never.
Turn him back. Okay, maybe in a few years.
A good 2 years at the middle.
Please.
He's in his bag. Hey man, we always gotta go through a Natalya push. She didn't get one late last year when everyone and she didn't get one at the Rumble. So it's like She's due for her mania push, or her push in general each year.
Oh my god, the graphics for Cesaro, what the hell? Okay, oh, Cesaro. Okay, nice pop for Cesaro.
Cesaro, hi. It didn't. Okay, let me try one more time. Okay, I did it again. Did it again.
Oh my god. Do you see Seth Rollins' tights? Oh my god. Yes. The right leg. Oh my god. And springboard, your pin up cut.
Here we go.
Yep, they're starting right off. Hell yeah. Oh, into the, okay. Pokemon. Oh, Jesus.
Hold on, let me try.
Finally.
Okay. Yay, you're back.
Oh, yeah, you're here. I was about to start. I was about to stop it and then bring it back.
Oh, it came in just in time then. Seth's tights are amazing. So far, this match is going pretty good. Kind of sloppy to start, but, you know, getting warmed up.
The one thing about it is his fits can be questionable, but it looks pretty on point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Buckle ball. I just thought they got rid of the buckle bomb at the Nia.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably the first time we've done it in a while. Oh, we're going to Superplex, Falcon Arrow.
Like steel.
We get in the combo. Superplex and Falcon Arrow. 1, 2, and we're way on the Superplex.
Yeah.
There goes Lars. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So Zone got a win this. By the way, as I was about to say, but like, you know, I kept getting interrupted. And Tom tweeted out, since Bobby retained, and we don't know the status of him, but it's like, you never know. This opens the door, though, on what I said months ago.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this could, that he could be next up. He could be next up.
I don't know if he's going to be next up, but it's like,
soon.
In one of the next couple months, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, swing. Oh, I got it. Swing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hey, stopped it. Okay. Oh, the arm. Yes, on the arm. Good. And the sharpshooter? Sharpshooter. Yeah, he has a really good sharpshooter. Oh, yeah. Already to the ropes. Counters, Rollins has had that's at least 4 counters, 4 different counters
we've seen Rollins for Cesaro's swing tonight. Looking for the stop, Cesaro down. Here you go,
swing.
Swing.
Oh!
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Sell him the arm.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Stop shooter. Okay, Seth's starting to build momentum. Oh my God, Seth!
What did he do?
Corkscrew splash. I can't even know how to describe it.
Oh, he's on his 24th.
Oh, my Lord. I've never seen him do that, though. Oh, that was a 360. He did like a 360. Dude, that was cool.
Oh, my God.
Seth with a 360 splash.
He's in his Ring of Honor bag. Yes. Oh, my God.
In his ROH bag.
This is like his 2014 shit.
Hell, yeah.
2014, 2015, Ring of Honor.
Tyler Black like, shit right now.
Yeah.
Oh, if we see a freaking, Neutralizer! No!
My God.
Oh, this match is getting good now.
Oh, I see the gym. Holy shit.
Like, what do you even call that? Like, that's a 360 splash, wouldn't it be?
I'm going to say it. He's Mr. WrestleMania in the making.
That's amazing.
He continues a 360 degree corkscrew. Like, Uh-oh. Still kicks out.
Oh,
Pedigree. Yeah. There we go. Kick out.
Steph just said, I survived the swing. I survived Fertilizer. I am a god.
Hey, man.
I love him.
Self is outdoing his. He's outdoing his 20-foot.
He's outdoing himself, dude. Oh, shit. The elbow to the back of the head. This match rules.
Hey, man. He's Mr. WrestleMania.
He's the new Mr. WrestleMania. He's up. He's up there. Oh, my God. I'm not even going to spoil what just happened. No. Oh, my God.
You're gonna see.
They are in their ROH bag. They're in their Ring of Honor. They're in their PWG bag.
What's going on? Hold on. Wait. Is it like he thought to do the curve stunt? Okay. Oh my god. Drop the cut. Okay. Carry him. Here you go. UFO.
He did the UFO.
Oh my God. This is
incredible.
I'm so confused, guys. Like, I don't even.
Oh my. 25 swing.
Oh my God.
Neutralizer. One, two, three. Cesaro wins.
Cesaro.
That outdid Bobby Drew. That definitely outdid Bobby. That was incredible.
23 swings.
That was incredible, dude.
Cesaro finally got his WrestleMania moment, his WrestleMania match, and
We just saw a classic. We just saw another classic. Woo!
Oh,
They really did the Seth Orton spot with the pop up stomp.
I'm happy for Cesaro, man. Like, he won me over these past couple months. You know all I said about him, like 2 years ago. But he's like, he did that. Congrats to him. He. So far, it's the match of the night. I mean, 3 matches in, but still.
Sorry, I had to console Andy real quick. She's getting a little anxious. It's not like I was yelling so much.
It's okay.
I really feel like what they did with Naomi has made it so that, like, I am very much kind of, like, numb.
I get it.
Well, like, I'm happy that you guys were able to, like, get back into the show, but Cesaro and Seth Rollins was not going to be the match to get me back into it.
I get that.
It's very understandable.
But it was a good match. Like, it was better than a lot of the NXT type.
Naomi is trending once again. Three times.
65 billion,
today.
You know, near falls. Like, there were a lot of near falls. It was very NXT-ish.
Yes.
But they had a little bit more story, so it made it less annoying.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. They actually nailed their spots, and they weren't, like, doing way too much. Like,
they woke the crowd back
NXT,
up.
With they NXT, the crowd with, back here, the thing. With NXT, it feels like people trying to do Ring of Honor NXT matches just don't have the talent to do so. Seth and Cesaro have the talent to pull off a match like that.
I think they did in a way in which you can, like, if you're an indie person, if you follow their careers, like from Ring of Honor, PWG,
which is me, this, and like, I did, and I loved it.
Those are big spots, like the UFO and shit. But also, it works to their storyline of Seth wanting to take down Cesaro and wanting to be like, oh, Cesaro's not never gonna make it, and this, that, and the third, and I'm the, like,
it had everything. It had everything. It had almost everything.
Like, again, Seth Rollins once again proves why he is Mr. WrestleMania of the modern day era.
Deliver. Like, it's insane.
Like, he continues to have the classics of WrestleMania, the great matches of WrestleMania. So far, match of the night. And so,
please welcome my guests. Not Ziggler and Rude.
Ooh.
What are they called?
Depends on what's next. Depends on whether we keep the stream going or do we just close it here and then, like, pick back up.
Right, right.
Something like this in the world, Kayla. Now these two aces have walked in. We've arrived. Like, WrestleMania. For a couple of dirty dogs, Kayla, I gotta say, we clean up for you.
So we've already seen some pretty impressive tag team action from the women's division tonight. But what's your prediction when the New Day challenge AJ Styles and Braun for the tag team championships?
Biggie!
Also, okay, so we're keeping it going. We're keeping it going right here.
For over, I hate these commentators.
Oh my God, Biggie's getting a huge pop. Biggie's getting a huge pop.
The dirty dog.
So, oh, Kofi and Xavier. Okay.
Like, the more
Kofi, put on him, the better. Okay, so Big E was just doing the intro.
So,
like, he looks good with the sunglasses. His beard is well tapered, and his suit fits him properly. He looks really good. And then there's Dolph Ziggler.
I am wrong for my next tweet, but shit.
And the only thing I like about Dolph Ziggler is that he loves Naomi.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He really does love Naomi, yeah. Oh, I love the graphics for New Day. Oh, that's so cool.
So is this...
It's Kofi Xavier versus A-Chan almost.
Okay.
You guys want to stick around for this, or yeah, it's good. I do. I want to stick around for New Day. It's New Day. Okay. Fucking rules. Oh, Kofi with the dance. Look at Kofi with the dance. Kofi with the dance. And the pyro.
We're skipping for sure. The
obviously.
Hail to the
I'm watching the gif of her falling, and it's the way that Dana had already left her by the time she fell. And then never paused for a single solitary second. Like, my God.
Dana's like, bitch, I'm halfway through the way. I ain't got, like,
right?
The rain ain't stopping me. How the hell is stopping you? Come on, let's go. I love you. I gotta say.
Okay, rock.
I love the stage.
Okay, rock. There we go.
Ben Carter, who is Seth Rollins' student at that, you know, his wrestling school, said, one day I'm going to wrestle Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
Hey. I hope he does. Oh, AJ got the good pyro. Oh, AJ got a lot of pyro. Okay.
Tom Phillips is not at the building. Apparently he's not at the building. Some other guy will replace him Monday.
Yeah.
I like the little fro things, though. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Apparently they're also changing the commentary teams around, especially for Raw. So, like, Samoa Joe, he's moving over possibly to NXT.
Aww. He's gone. Oh, because I like him on Raw. I don't want to. Well, actually, I want him on SmackDown, honestly.
Hey, man, have you seen what he was doing on NXT with those, like interviewing EO and Raquel and
they were good. They were good.
Either way, he's great. But yeah, they're changing it up, and don't be surprised if Tom Phillips is on his way out from the sounds of it.
Right.
I gotta go. Use the bathroom. I'll be back.
Go for it. The new dog is so adorable.
In a second. Where is Omos's beer?
We're starting with him? Oh no, we're starting with AJ.
Well, I guess it does make sense if I have difficulty getting
beer. I like the gear, man. I kinda like this gear.
So apparently I ate my chicken and didn't even realize it.
You were so excited for WrestleMania that you were eating while not knowing.
I did not know if I ate all my chicken.
Oh, okay. Kofi, AJ.
I did not know
this.
What is wrong with
it?
You made this chicken great.
Seasoned.
Now I'm left with leftovers. I'm so disappointed.
Oh, okay. Oh, this. Okay. Kofi and AJ eating right now.
I mean, we know their history. Well, you know, the gauntlet, they had a couple matches. They had
a really good chemistry.
Like, if
that was nice.
Instacart is amazing, by the way.
Dude, Kofi's looking right at all of us. Oh my god, Kofi.
Almost like, nigga, I'm gonna send you.
Oh, Kofi twerking. Kofi twerking. Kofi twerking. Kofi twerking. Twerk. There you go, dropkick. Dropkick by Kofi.
He keeps getting AJ with that roll up finish.
Okay, Woods. There you go, Woods.
No, because I'm really disappointed that, like, my chicken is gone. Like,
how many pieces? Wait, how many pieces did you have?
I have 4 pieces.
Okay. Oh, there you go, Candy.
What's she doing? What's she doing? Oh, did that go? Yes. Right there. Yeah, right there. Oh my god, you made it.
Yeah, he might actually be going to the bathroom in the right place this time. Oh my god, he went right to the puddle pad. Oh no, no.
So far, by the way, the betting odds is 1-2. Cesaro's the only one that's 1.
Interesting. Yeah, WWE's definitely working with them.
Well, it's not even that, because usually sometimes when the betting odds are for sure going in on something, they always have that 1 or 2 switches or those 1 or 2 picks in which everyone's like, oh, like, what the fuck? They always have the, like, 1 or 2, 3 matches where it's like it does not go in
the betting odds favor. Oh no, you're okay. Okay, I'll come back in during the Braun Chain match. I'm telling Gravity during the Braun Chain match, I'll bring the dog in her room so she can play with it. Because anywhere I go, the dog is, I feel like, at this point. Oh no, she's got it. Okay.
Between Almost, Bad Bunny, and Bianca Belair, they're having their first, like, singles match, like, their debut main event.
Bad Bunny and Bianca. Bad Bunny about to kill, too.
Give it Almost, the hot tag is going to be squashed.
The Bad Bunny hot tag. Oh, yeah, that Bad Bunny hot tag.
No, not just Bad
Bunny. Oh, yeah, that's going to be great, too.
Almost.
Oh, we won Almost, champ. Just like we want Almost, champ. Man, they're just trying so hard not to tag in Almost. Like, they're
building it up. They are building it up.
They're making Almost feel like a big deal.
Have not seen them. You have not seen him in the ring before this, so it's like they are gonna make him a star. So it's up to him how he performs, whether he sinks or swims. But they're building it up. AJ's taking all the abuse. Like, they have a New Day dominate. If being,
yeah, they're
like,
dominating
only
AJ.
The match. Yeah, like even Austin tweeted New Day working as heels here.
Yeah,
the Amis hot tag.
Yes, they are, Nicole. They are the greatest tag team of all time. Oh, got the tights? No? Still, they're still. Oh, backflip. Gets it. Come on, no. No. Kenzie, no. Dusty, it's dude. New Day. Xavier is playing the best defense.
This is similar to
Oh my god, Kofi!
Like, you saw
Kofi
how they
with that splash. Yeah, this is really similar to that match, actually.
This is like, when was the last time AJ kind of worked baby? Like, I mean,
his title, WWE like, title ring. Oh, like after that? Like a little after that?
No, that can't be it. Nightstep.
Oh, no. Hey! Almost is in!
Almost!
Here we go. Oh, big reaction for Almost.
Yeah, he got that pop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not even. He's not even budging. He's not even budging. He's not even budging. Oh my God. He caught his hand. What am I saying?
You're a bitch. Almost gonna kill you. See. Oh my God. Oh, okay. This nigga tall. Oh, slams him down on the knee. Oh my God. Oh my God. RIP the Kofi Batman.
We have new champs.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were already there. Okay, I'll kind of be a little more quiet for these since, like, yeah. What should
just don't say it until I get there when it comes to the finish. That's it. And slam. And two. New champs. First new champs.
That double team move was pretty cool too.
AJ is the 15th modern day Grand Slam champion of WWE. Grand Slam champions, Grand Slam champions. Braun Strowman might as well get that release. He He might as well. You got a new big guy who's a better MV performer. On
Surprise!
The
WWE 2K22. They just put the trailer.
Wait, what? What? Two K?
Oh my God, Sasha looks so amazing.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Is this the gear? Which one are we on?
They were just showing them backstage, or they were just showing Sasha backstage real quick. And we're skipping this. The cage match is next.
Okay, then we'll end it here, and we'll just go.
We'll
back
see y'all in a bit.
Just talk about other shit. Okay.
Sounds good.
Mania 38 commercial, Dallas AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, and they had Stone Cold Steve Austin doing the narration. What the hell is this?
There we go.
Oh no.
What?
You'll see. The Miz and Morrison's entrance.
Okay.
It's so ridiculous.
Okay. So yes, but Bayley, I told Bayley fans to be patient. I said,
and she even got a big Bayley chant too.
Like, I know she's been off the show, and that's bullshit that she has not been on the show for like months. But I was like, oh, she hasn't had a feud within months. But I was like, be patient. She's gonna have something at WrestleMania, whether it's, you know, they didn't give her the host, but she felt like she still felt like she took it away from Titus and Hogan. She took their job. And look what she did with Michael Cole. And how, like, she was over. Oh, my fucking God.
You see it now.
Oh, my goodness.
My God. The bun is, freaking faction has now multiplied.
Like, Vince was like, it's bad enough we had Naomi not winning WrestleMania, but then Vince was gonna go with a hell for not having Bayley on the show too. That was like, bitch, we would have to set fires. We're gonna come down to Connecticut, wherever the hell, and set fires. And Vince, you know, he gave Bayley that. Have multiple moments on the show. And that's what I'm telling you, she's going to have Ding Dong Hello still. You never know. She might be on night two, too. Like, I'm so happy for her. She got that. Now put her back on the fucking show.
Please. Honestly, she might be on night two. She might do Ding Dong Hello on night
two. Put her back on SmackDown weekly. Not just one or two occasions or when it's for convenience. For every, like, because she is too good, too funny, too entertaining, too hilarious, everything, to just not be on the show, and you only use her for fucking convenience.
This is actually happening.
Oh my god.
Rapping their theme, their hey, hey, hop, hop.
Oh my god.
Hopping in the ring.
Yo!
This is happening. Here we go, Bad Bunny. Dude, Bad Bunny's entrance is going to be incredible.
Yo.
This is kind of hitting, no lie. This actually kind of hits.
No!
It's actually kind of hitting. We're
kind of digging this. Hey, pop, pop. No!
It's bad. Oh my lord.
I'm in tears.
Jesus. Okay, they're doing the Bad Bunny video package again. Basically telling fans, hey, Bad Bunny is a big fucking star. You idiots.
Bad Bunny is a Grammy Award winning, like, has so many people tune into, like, Platinum Award, record breaking streams. Like, yeah, again with the Grammys. Like, look at everything he's fucking done.
Nothing on top of
like,
all
that. You gotta do is all you gotta do is, you don't have to say who. If you don't know who he is, Google, bitch. It's right there. YouTube's right there. Use your resources. You're so fucking privileged. You got the internet. You should know who he is. Like, if you don't know who he is, the internet is right there. Like, bitch, stop being so fucking dumb. Because you want to gatekeep wrestling, and because you don't think celebrities should be involved, even though he's a legit wrestling fan, he's been training for months
and
with Drew Gulak.
He's also killing it.
And
he's also been killing it every time he
promo. He's been around every fucking week, and he like his promos, like the slams, the hits, everything he's been doing.
Even his selling wasn't that bad.
I hope he stays out of WrestleMania. I really hope he does. He's that fucking good.
He's so good. He's got.
And you know what else? You know what else is it? He's not winning a, like, besides the 24/7 title, he's not winning a major title. That's been the main complaint when part timers and celebrities be coming into WrestleMania, coming to WWE for, you know, for the big push. He just in the mid card or like in the storyline with Damian Priest, who's a new upcoming star, against Miz and Morrison.
Yeah, you're helping out Damian Priest too, by the way. He's helping out Damian.
And the Miz. And the Miz after he just dropped the day.
And shit, even Morrison. He got Johnny Drip Drip.
Yes. So it's like, I never understood the complaints. Like,
I'm finally starting to enjoy John Morrison again.
Miz and Morrison feel like somewhat a threat. Okay. Either you know Bad Bunny's a star, you know Damian Priest is great in the fucking ring. It's entertainment with Miz and Morrison with the song, even though you might not like their character work of them just the last year. You might not be on
the
side.
I have liked their character work as of late, but this feud I've been liking it. Like I lately I'm getting it now. Like they're getting back to their 2008 groove. It feels like to me, they're getting back to like their 08, 09 groove, like their prime. Like prime. Ooh, Hey Hey Hop Hop is kind of a bop. And that rhyme.
Yeah. No?
Oh, candy snoring.
WrestleMania, I am going to take you down and beat your ass. Do you know where we're from?
When he said that, like, you just not like, he can cut a promo. He's like, he's not flopped in the ring. We're going to see just how good he is here. I think he's going to kill. Here we go. Damien? Yeah, Damien.
Damien,
yeah.
He can get it. Him and Bad Bunny, they can tag team me. See, and also, Triple H going on, because you got Damien, who's teaming up with the mainstream artist, and Bad Bunny, who got all these streams, Grammy Award winner, you know, great music, all that stuff. And then you also got in the main event Bianca Belair, who never won the NXT Women's Championship, or like was so devalued in NXT despite being the star of the women's division. And she's main eventing in a dream match with the SmackDown Women's Champ. It's like, how you miss so? How did Vince get it with these?
Damian Priest is over too. He's over.
Oh shit!
I love the theme song. Oh my god! I'm on Bad Bunny's entrance. Oh my god! I'm not gonna say a word. I'm not gonna say a word, but I freaking love it already.
Okay, is he performing? Just give me that.
I don't know yet.
How you don't know, but you're
there. Driving a truck. He's like on top of a truck.
So he's Becky-ing?
He's actually outdoing the Becky entrance. I feel like this was supposed to be the Becky entrance. Dude, this is so cool. They are making this a huge deal. And now they're playing a song. Oh my god, the pop of the night.
Bigger than
almost Drew? As big as Drew.
No.
Oh my god. Yo. Oh my god.
Give him the world. Give him everything. Dude, he's over.
Holy
he's
fucking
mega
shit.
Over.
Oh my god.
He is performing.
Bad fucking
I think he is performing.
Buddy. Yo.
This rules.
Yo! Oh my god!
Bad Bunny's the man. Bad Bunny is the man.
Imagine complaining. Imagine not liking this man. Imagine not getting the it about, like, this man has charisma. He's great. He gets it. He gets wrestling.
He's a megastar. There's the pyro.
Oh my god. Yo. And all of this started because he made music based off of Booker T.
Yes. And I do, speaking of which, I do like how Booker T is on commentary for this match.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like
Booker T, but like, I mean, we don't like Booker T, but that's cool. Okay,
it makes sense.
So they're going to give Bad Bunny the Omos hot tag, it looks like.
Good. Let Damien start and work your way into
it. Oh, no! Oh, no! Bad Bunny's coming in now!
Huh?
No, Bad Bunny's in.
No? Were you serious?
He's starting the match.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
Oh.
Miz versus Bad Bunny right now. But continue talking about how he's been training his ass off.
Yeah, I've been training with Gulak and Pierce, I believe, for months.
I'm gonna get a Bad Bunny logo for my new account now. There you go. There's the right hand.
He looks so good with that gear on. Like,
I mean, if only he had the gear on that he was showing off earlier today.
He got that drip.
Asia, I mean, don't you wish he was showing off that gear he had when he posted earlier today?
Also, you got the representation of, like, the Latin community. Yeah.
Perfect. It's so great.
With both of them, it's okay.
Tell me when Bad Bunny starts getting going.
Right now.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Okay. There you go, Miz.
I'll be the bunny for Bad Bunny. Who is good fun? Does he have one? Because if he do, I'll fight. And if he don't, I'll
This is
fight.
Great. This is so good.
Yes. Oh shit! That second one.
Yes.
That second one. Oh my god.
Yes.
He's so cocky. He's jumping up and down and shit. You can tell that nigga having fun.
Hell yeah.
Oh, he does. Again and again. Okay.
Oh, he's trash talking Booker T.
Oh, okay, Bad Bunny.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Okay. Bad Bunny doing some lucha. Well, not lucha, but, you know, just.
Lucha as person, like, you know, take
No, you'll see. He's going to do more.
Oh, okay.
Okay, drop to a hold. La Maestro Cradle? La Maestro Cradle!
Hold on! Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm getting excited.
I'm not even at the lucha part yet. There it is. Look, yes!
If you don't like Bad Bunny, I will immediately think you're suspect.
I mean, they don't have to.
No, they do. No, for me, they do. If you don't like Bad Bunny, I don't like you.
Well, they just have pussy
brain. I don't like pussy brain taste. I don't like the taste of pussy brain. Tastes awful. Pussy's fine, brain is fine, but pussy brain is not fine.
I'm going to say this right now. Bad Bunny and almost are giving Ronda Rousey the run for their
money. Oh, okay, there you go, Bad Bunny. He's not even that bad at running the ropes. Oh my God, yes! 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 Bad Bunny rules. Bad Bunny officially rules.
I'm telling you.
Give him the world title. Fuck it. Bunny.
He low key he almost got Enzo'd on the road.
Yeah, he did.
Almost. The steal.
I mean, yeah, he's not, you know, again, just starting out.
With the Kelly Kelly.
That just tweet Bad Bunny with the Kelly Kelly.
Ooh, I'm telling you.
Now they're starting to dominate. Once Morrison got in, now Morrison's starting to dominate.
We further stand, Bad Bunny with the Kelly Kelly.
Yes, tribute. Perfect.
And yes, he is a better wrestler than Kentucky O'Malley. Okay, don't go on Twitter for a while.
Yeah, because Twitter, I guess, does not want me to be on it.
It's fine. Let's just watch the match.
Yeah. Where are you at right now?
Bad Bunny escaping for the roll up. 1-2, kick out.
Okay, nice. Yeah, you might be a little closer because it started buffering for me.
Okay.
So that's actually a good thing this time. One of the few times buffering for me is good. Okay, now they're really getting on Bad Bunny on the announce table.
I'm telling you, dude.
He's got it. He's good.
And, you know,
we've been having like a few really good celebrity.
No, because Bad Bunny should not be performing better than some of these wrestlers that have been in the business longer than fucking him. He should not be.
Morrison mocking Booker with the spinner Rooney.
Oh, yikes.
Nice. That's yikes. That was good. And more, I'm digging Morrison now. I feel like he's finally starting to like pick it up a little bit.
But again, like I'm just saying, like some of these wrestlers should be really fucking ashamed of themselves that they allowed someone in a few months' time and Bad Bunny outshine them, have better performance, and a better WrestleMania moment.
Okay.
Like he can cut promos better than them, he can sell better than them, he has the it factor, he can perform. He can tell a story. He can tell a fucking story.
And the crowd is into it, too. They're booing Miz and Morrison hard.
Like, I'm sorry, some of these wrestlers should stay in catering with the way they allowed a celebrity, someone who's not, who did not, like, you know, he did not, like, his main goal was,
you know, music.
That was his main goal. But yet, the, like, he is showing the fuck out than some of these wrestlers that have been in the business for a decade. Like,
Peyton fucking Billy Kay.
Yeah!
I like her character, but right now I'm pissed at Billy Kay. She pinned Naomi, and I'm fucking livid at that.
Well, it's like, you know, this is why I don't feel bad for her getting that short-ass tag title reign and getting misused half the fucking time. So it's like, you know, she's the...
Okay. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. Oh, that was decent. That was decent.
I have not yawned once.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you yawned what, four times during Braun Shane? I think you literally counted four times. I was just playing with. I was just playing with Candy. I was just playing with my new dog.
Yeah, your dog. Yeah.
She's doing great.
What does your dog say to Bad Bunny?
He has his eyes open. She has her eyes open. She's watching. Oh, Damien. Okay, I'm on Damien.
Yeah, they built to the What the hell? Hold on.
Oh yeah, Damien dominating. Okay.
Hold on, because my thing just went
off. No.
Yeah, my controller.
Oh, no. Okay. All right, Damian Priest in control. All right, the hot tag. He's looking great. This is also benefiting Damian Priest so much.
Didn't I tell people?
Like, they're building the hot tag to him, which is actually, like, you would have expected the other way around, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Kenny Bonito.
And they're making Damian Priest look really good. Choke slam! Sit out, choke slam! One, two, and Morrison. What's the save there?
Okay, I'm back. Let me go.
Bad Bunny, wrong throwing right hands. Oh, okay. Good guy. Oh, they both. Oh! Oh, we got an NSYNC move. Oh my god. Are we going to get NSYNC suit? NSYNC Falcon Arrows! What the hell? We just did NSYNC Falcon Arrows.
Who?
Bad Bunny and Damian Priest did a Falcon arrows in sync. Please tweet out Bad Bunny just did a goddamn Falcon Arrow. Oh, this match rules. This is great. I knew it was gonna be great. I knew this match would be great. It's yes, Bad Bunny. You about to dive? Time to dive, Bad Bunny. Oh my god. Oh no. Crossbody. Is he gonna do crossbody? What is he gonna do? Yep, crossbody. Okay. This is great. What a match. And Damian Priest already getting his WrestleMania moment. Oh, he's about to hit. No. No. Skull crushing finale. No way. Skull crushing finale. No. One. Two. There's Bad Bunny. Okay. Okay, maybe Morrison win this. This rules.
I'm sorry, he's outshined.
Did you see the Falcon Arrow spot?
Yes!
Did you tweet? Please tweet it out. Please tweet out Bad Bunny.
I would have tweeted okay, it out. Okay. I'm sorry, like, people can... That fan base can feel the way they do, but Bad Bunny has had the best Mania debut match.
Damn. This is great.
I'm sorry, he's out. He's outdone Von der Valle.
Oh my god! A Canadian destroyer! You've got it.
Dude, he can do it
Bad
all.
Bad Bunny did a Canadian destroyer. I'm not joking. What he just did on goddamn Vegas.
No, this nigga different.
Tell me when you get to the it. Oh my god! And this is it.
Nigga.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Yo!
Yeah, Booker T just said, "Give him a contract."
No. Oh my God.
The Bunny Destroyer. The Bunny Destroyer.
Bad Bunny who? Bad Bunny fucking who? Look at that shit. Look at him.
They said who?
Look at him.
Look at that king. Look at that king. A king. Oh, Bad Bunny's the man. That was amazing. And I believe now we only have one match to go.
The main event.
Main event. I'm ready. Do you want to do it in this recording or do you want to do it in a separate one?
We can do it in a separate one.
Because, oh my god. Let's do it. Let's just get out of this and let's get to the main event. Sasha Banks defending the title against Bianca Belair in the main event of WrestleMania. I'm ready. Let's do this. I'll see you on the other side.